The Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Morena Troy, how are you?
Great, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. We have been talking a little bit already off air about these tracks you've brought in.
We have.
Some exciting ones, some sort of good pop culture nuggets as well, connected to a couple of them. But let's start with what you've first brought us in. What track is this?
Now this here, this is a brand new release tomorrow by a group called L'Épée. Well, I'm not very good at French pronunciation, but that's the sword in French. Now, who are these people? These people are the duo that is the Limignanas. They are Anton Newcombe out of the Brian Jonestown Massacre, and they are Emmanuel Senior, the actor.
Okay, that is... First time I heard the Limignanas, I didn't realise that it was actually Brian Jonestown Massacre affiliated, and I just thought it sounded a lot like the Brian Jonestown Massacre, but French.
Yeah, French. obviously, Emmanuel is French as well. You know who she is, right?
No,
you know that movie Frantic with Harrison Ford?
Oh.
She's in that.
Oh, so she's an actress, really?
An actor, yes.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Very cool.
But she has done musical stuff before, and this time round it's some kind of 60s-leaning rock and roll.
Shall we hit it?
Yeah, hit it. Okay, this is their debut album called Diabolique.
Diabolique. She's got a cool voice.
Oh, yeah.
It's definitely got that French 60s film sort of vibe to it.
Yeah, it totally does.
I feel like this is in a... Yeah, should be in a movie, maybe.
Oh, I don't know. She's probably been in enough.
Yeah.
But,
The track listing on this is very sort of old school rock and roll as well. There's Une Lune Étrange, also Lou, Dreams, La Brigade des Maléfices, On Danse Avec Elle, which that means we dance with her.
Yes, it does.
Leaning on my high school French there. Ghost Rider, Grand, Springfield, Un Rituel Inhabituel, and The Last Picture Show.
Yeah, now it's obviously not all in French. There's only a couple of songs actually which are sung in French.
Okay.
But I mean, really, if someone said to you, hey, can you imagine the Limignanas with Anton Newcombe and that actor Emmanuel Senior all together? This is pretty much exactly what
you'd expect. But it's nice.
It is cool. Now, speaking of cool, Tess is holding on to the record there. Tess, if you take the inner sleeve out. Okay. Take it right out. Yeah.
Is this for me?
No.
Oh, Troy. Thank you.
Have a look at the record.
Nice of you. Ooh la la.
What colour is it?
Guess.
I'm going to say, I don't know, purple.
Guess. What do you get? Oh, you know.
I know.
Oh.
It's red.
Dark.
Dark red.
I mean, the light's shining through it from where I'm sitting, so it looks very bright.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, see?
Oh, yeah.
But look, this whole red thing is totally
BFM
cool.
Red. If you're trying to picture it at home, it's exactly the BFM red.
Very cool.
This is cool. It's got a bit of a sort of a Velvet Underground sound going on there too.
Yep. 60s leaning rock and
60s
roll.
60s leaning rock and roll. I feel like this would be a very good driving album. You know, have on in your car while you drive into the sun.
Well, yeah. Rachel, if you bought this, you'd be able to do that because this comes with a CD as well.
Nice.
Yeah.
You'd have to make sure it's sunny though.
Yeah, you can't drive in the... We've already talked about this with you this morning, Troy, but Troy doesn't like the sunshine. He's a vampire, and no, he's not happy about the seasons changing.
I'm just allergic to it.
Just allergic to the sun. So that was L'Épée.
Yep, Diabolique, which is on Anton Newcombe's A Records. It's out tomorrow, and as far as I know, it's a limited edition of 500.
Wow, that's very flash.
Although the label didn't tell us that. One of our customers who's been waiting for it... for about 6 or 7 weeks.
So awesome.
Oh, I've got to get it. It's only 500.
Only 500 of them.
I'll believe them.
It's got a very good cover as well. It's like the red and the blue sort of like circles coming out from the sword in the middle of it.
I don't know if you're going to be able to describe this.
I don't know. It looks mint, though. I would highly recommend Googling a picture of it. Radio with pictures. There we go.
What's next, Troy?
Right, next, we were talking about weird things in pop culture.
Weird things in pop culture.
That's not what we were talking about.
Oh, okay.
I see where you're going with that.
Are you talking about drum and bass?
A weird thing in pop culture?
Well, no,
hey, you chose the records.
I was talking about Goldie being a weird thing in pop culture.
This is true. Goldie is quite a weird thing in pop culture.
Now, why? Why would you say weird? Tell me your justification.
Well, it's specifically
this character.
Record.
He's a character.
Yeah. Now, 21 years ago, Goldie followed up his smash hit first record with something which was at the time considered utterly peculiar.
That's a familiar sounding voice there, Troy.
Yes, it's me.
Not you, on the track.
Oh, it's Dave Bowie, yeah.
Dave.
So, at the time when this record came out, Saturn's Return was the name of it. Now, most of the attention went to the opening track, which is an hour-long experimental classical piece called Mother, which was about looking for his mother.
Really?
Temper, while that was, noticed with Noel Gallagher playing guitar, I don't remember anyone talking about Dave Bowie singing.
Yeah,
on
this is quite amazing. I didn't really realise this was a collaboration that
had happened.
Do
you reckon they were just mates and he was like, hey, man?
Well, Dave Bowie was very interested in developments of music, and he'd made a record underpinned by drum and bass rhythms called Earthling before this, and he'd spoken to Goldie about them doing a full-length collaboration together, and he wanted to do like a Goldie-style drum and bass thing. Goldie said he wanted to remake Dave Bowie's Low.
I was going to say he wanted to do a Bowie-style thing. Let's have a listen to this.
You'd think they would have met in the middle somewhere.
I guess they did.
They kind of have, yeah. So people obviously weren't expecting this collaboration.
Well, no, they just weren't expecting anything about Saturn's Return.
Right.
They thought they were going to get like a dance floor sort of Goldie record,
yeah.
And, you know, they'd already sort of anointed him sort of the king of the electronic scene.
So you were saying as well that this is basically completely recreated in Kill Your Friends, which is book/movie.
Yes, yeah, there's a character in that who won't let his record company anywhere near the studio while using like hundreds of thousands of pounds worth of their money, and when he finally lets them hear it, they hear a 1 hour long classical piece about his book. It's totally like the character Rage is based on Goldie. When he's asked about the book, says I love that book. Yeah,
that's so great.
But
we just got some couple of interesting texts in. Someone said, I used to work in a club in the 90s where metalheads used to have a club night. We had to tape the bottles of on the shelves because the bass would bounce them off. Someone else also texted in saying, David Bowie's drum and bass period is hugely underrated and he will fight you on that.
No fight with me. Earthling is one of my all-time fave Dave Bowie records.
I like that a lot.
The club where metalheads had their club night, I wonder if that person is referring to the Blue Note in London.
There you go, texter, let us know.
Anyway, so Saturn's Return came out on CD at the time. 21 years later, we have an anniversary edition. We have two versions of it. I didn't bring the other version. There's a 3-CD edition.
Wow.
Which has a bunch of, it has the whole thing, and it has the remixes that were done at the time and some current remixes.
Oh, cool.
But the LP version, this one here, it doesn't have Mother. It's hard to fit an hour on.
I noticed that, yeah. It's hard to fit an hour on.
But it does have the other tunes you might remember, like Temper or Believe, which had what was her name? Denise Charlemagne? The singer on Inner City.
Oh,
Inner City
okay.
Life.
Right.
Did you say it's got Believe on it?
It does have Believe on it, yeah.
I didn't realise as well when we were just doing a Google before that Björk and Goldie were engaged for some years.
I don't know if it was years, but I think they were.
Some period of time. It's the 90s, man. Wild.
It's not when you were there. It's kind of dull when you were there.
Hey, I was
people
there.
Might look back
I was also
on this time
under
like, wild.
But this record, I think, this is actually my favourite Goldie record. This one here.
I'm really enjoying this. This is cool, weird, sort of people who have hit fame and can just kind of do what they want to do is the sort of vibe I'm getting from this a little bit. You know, Bowie and Goldie, they're like, you know what, we're just going to do it. We feel like it. I like that kind of cockiness.
I don't think that's cocky. I think that's cool.
Yeah. They don't have to be mutually exclusive necessarily. Tomorrow, oh, you to know that sorrow hides in skulls. I thought you were about to start singing, Troy.
I was, that was me.
So the tracks on this are I'll Be There For You, Chico Death of a Rock Star.
That's an excellent one too.
Fury the Origin.
Yep.
Crystal Clear dot Demons with
that's,
a Z.
Crystal Clear is cool as well.
Also Digital.
Yep.
Temper Temper, Letter of Fate, Truth, and Dragonfly.
Yeah.
And Truth was what we were just listening to there with David Bowie. Very cool.
So Saturn's Return, there's a 3 CD version or a 2 LP version that's available now. It's really cool.
Very cool
indeed.
I'm
super glad to see this again.
Like well, an old friend, eh, Troy?
I guess.
All right, what's this one?
Well, tell me the title of this, Rachel.
Serenade to a Dimly Lit Street by Hiroshi Matsumoto and Hideo Ishikawa Quartet.
From 1969.
Very cool.
There's Hiroshi there.
That's an important year. 50 years of this record, 50 years of BFM.
Oh, there you go. Brand new from BBE, part two of their J-Jazz series. J-Jazz, deep modern jazz from Japan, 1969 to 1983. This is, well, volume one of this is what kicked off them re-releasing some utterly impossible to find or undiscovered Japanese
awesome.
Jazz gems. Part two I've been waiting for a while. Like the first one, we have, it's a 3 LP set.
Mm-hmm.
Like it says, it spans from 69, which this one here, Serenade to a Dimly Lit Street, is from. Goes up to, I think, 82, actually.
Amelia has stuck her head around the door. Are you enjoying this one, Amelia? Yeah?
Texted in.
Oh, she texted in from the office.
Are you the person who used to work in the club in the 90s?
That would be a no.
I thought so.
Yeah, Amelia would have been about 4 in the 90s, so that's fine. On this, Makoto Terashita meets Harold Land. That is coming. The full-length album is coming out soon. That's the next part of the JJ series.
Nice.
But most, I could read all through who's on this, and most people would just have no idea who any of these people are. I only know about half of the stuff that's on here.
That's
but
saying
boy,
something.
Boy, this is cool. This is really great.
I'm really
record.
Enjoying this.
It's what happens when you just have a rhythm section. And,
yeah.
Well, I mean, basically, this is the same lineup as the modern jazz quartet, right? So you've got vibes.
Yep.
You've got piano, you've got drums, you've got stand-up bass. But quite different. And this is not really the sort of thing that was, quotation marks, happening in 1969
okay.
in jazz. But Japan.
Japan's always ahead of the game.
Yeah. Or not behind. Always. They're always focused.
Finger on the pulse.
Some very cool photographs on the back.
Yeah.
3 LPs.
Yep.
Yikes. It's heavy.
It's because there's 3 in there.
So, is this one of the more well-known tracks? So, if you're saying there's quite a lot of people on there that you didn't even know, does this mean that there are some hidden gems?
Oh, hell yeah. The only reason I knew this one is because this has been is one of those records that, you know, you see in Japan for like $1,500, that sort of thing.
Wow.
And I remember about 2 years ago, someone had said that it was being reissued on a CD. I was like, I finally get to hear it. Amazing. But yeah, I mean, none of this stuff is, I ain't going to pretend that I'm like completely conversant with it all.
Mm. Well, I'm really enjoying this. I think the title is very apt.
Well, there you go. It's like, can you hear a dimly lit street?
100%. I can see it even.
Yeah.
I can see myself in like a little like club, like a little jazz club.
Can you?
Sipping on a drink.
With your long, like, what are those cigar holders? Cigarette holders and a fedora? Tess is not happy about Fedora.
That wasn't what I had in mind, but that works as well.
Are you from the Bogart movie or something?
I was thinking like Tom and Jerry, you know? Maybe some Wayfarer sunglasses.
I was thinking a little more chill than that.
I wasn't thinking that. I was thinking of a dimly lit street.
I was thinking of a dimly lit club.
Okay.
I'm thinking of the characters on the dimly lit street. What are you thinking about, Texter? 5395.
This one, this record, this should, I think this one is going to please a lot of people.
How many copies have you got? People are going to have to race to get this one?
Oh, we've got a few, but...
Yes, is the answer.
Yes, we've got some.
Race.
Oh, I'd say race. The compilers of this, Tony Higgins and Mike Payton, these two guys, I really, if I was wearing a hat, I'd take my hat off to them. They've super clued into you know, what's good rather than just what's rare or desirable.
Got you. Mm. Yeah. That's a very crucial distinction.
Oh, yeah.
Just because you can't find it doesn't necessarily mean it's worth finding.
Nice.
But these ones are.
I heard it here first. Profound statements.
So, this one is BBE's new compilation, J-Jazz, Deep Modern Jazz from Japan, 69 to 83, Volume 2. 3LB set, also on CD.
Very cool.
Before that, we heard the tremendous, from Saturn's Return, Goldie. The tremendous Goldie. The tune we heard with Dave Bowie. There's other ones on this 21st anniversary edition, including Noel Gallagher playing guitar on Temper Temper.
Far out.
Just in case you just needed to know the guests. Saturn's Return is either a 3CD set or a 2LB set. We started off with Lepe. Diabolik is the name of their record, which includes a free CD edit.
Very cool. Good for driving.
And it really is a fantastic package, I think. Of this one, and
good, three fantastic records you've brought us this morning then.
Yep.
Troy,
I think Tess liked Goldie best, didn't you, Tess?
I don't know, I quite liked that jazzy one at the end.
Oh, you did like that as well?
Hiroshi Matsumoto, I liked that one too. I also liked the Goldie though, I have to say. Actually, I liked all of them. Very different today. I like the diversity, it's
so
fun.
All available now, available tomorrow?
All, well actually Lepe I think is out tomorrow. It is
Alrighty.
Out tomorrow, but everything else is available.
Fantastic. Cool. Well, thank you very much, Troy.
Thank you.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.